Hey guys, what's that?
Hey, how are you? Good, Jose.
Thank you, Jose.
No problem at all, guys.
All
Go ahead.
right.
That was easy.
Yes.
All right. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think we have to turn on a mic. Or is it on?
Whoever's talking.
It's all going. It's all going
Okay.
there.
Very good.
Well, I think you got to turn.
We have to put the batteries in.
Oh, they're not in? Oh, no. Okay, you're right. Yeah.
You
Okay.
can hear us okay?
Yeah, you guys are good.
Okay.
Okay, so we're just going all through the phone.
Okay, roll call.
Roll call. John Bittman.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill.
Here.
Heather Buten is excused. Jose Rivera.
Here.
And
Okay.
that's all we got. We
All
got
we
two
got.
vacancies.
Okay. Additions or deletions? Actually, we're going to delete the acceptance of the minutes till next month for August 11th.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Anybody from public wish to speak? Anybody from the public wish to speak? Not hearing any, we'll move on to correspondence. None. Okay. The director's report.
Okay. You have the Parks and Recreation update report. I'll follow with that format. The fall schedule is robust. Even though we don't have a lot of teams, we have a lot of activity. This past weekend, we had five baseball games scheduled, two football games. One of them was the one you knew. The other one was a Pop Warner. These are parks and rec. These are recreation games. Now the school schedule is
It's
not
altogether different, right?
which is rather complete as well. We had two adult men's soccer teams games this weekend. Now, half of these games did not. Were postponed because of inclement weather. But this is going to be how the schedule is until November.
Okay.
Okay. So, we got a lot of action. As I mentioned before, Derby Pop Warner has two teams. One is a tackle team, one is a flag team. They played two games so far. I mentioned here that we're still having problems at the community center with the pool. In fact, I'm meeting Raymond Sadlick as soon as this meeting's over because he's been working on some things in there and we're not satisfied yet. So it's a real pain and it continues to haunt us somewhat. I indicated to Mayor DiMartino and Brian Hall, that my wish concerning the capital plan is to complete the basketball courts at Coon Hollow. I know the community center has all kinds of stuff, but this to me is number one, only because it means so much to our city. I mean, if that place is operating at 100%, you've got a real good crowd.
It's usually happen, yeah.
And that's what we want.
So what are you talking about? Filling those big cracks in and all that, yeah.
We should be. It's probably we got the hoops, all right. And they're very, they're state of the art. They're the good ones because they got to last. These ones are 25 years old. They got to last like that. And so we have them. I guess it could be said that I shortchanged the project, but you know what? If I said 30,000 bucks, what did I get? So we got the hoops. And I think that 20 to 25, and not more, is what would be needed to finish that job. And again, when that place is healthy, it's just as busy as down below, even more so. And That's where we want those people to be. Okay. So we'll see how that goes. Then we have, we're making some money, actually not terrible, but that could be 2,000 or 3,000 more if we had that pool flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's from July 1, right?
That's from July 1. Basically 2 months and a few days. And that's all I have. Any questions? Mm-hmm.
How about the rugby teams? Are they playing up there?
No. That's the same group. I talk with them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're needy because their game is needy.
Yeah.
And we, I Public Works agreed to paint a rugby field on the backfield at Bradley School.
Mm-hmm.
They agreed that they would, but that's all that we would have equipment-wise would be the lines on the field.
All right.
I really don't even know what rugby, would they have goalposts? I don't know really much about the game, to be honest with you.
No, it's rough, that's all.
But anyway, they located a field elsewhere, which for me is okay.
Yeah.
Because it's, takes a lot of stress away from me. But I was willing to, listen, they're here. They're in town. And it's a game.
Yeah.
So just like any other game, I would work on their behalf.
Yeah.
And I have. And I will again. But right now, they called me today in asking about a next Saturday at the turf field. And they know the price. So... they asked. They didn't call me back saying, can we make it happen?
Yeah.
But they already know all the specifics.
Yeah.
For months. But they may be calling back on that.
I'm just wondering what type of damage, if any, it would do.
It's just
observed.
So they like everybody, they sneak out of fields.
Yeah.
And apparently there is, that's said, but I really don't know that.
Yeah.
Why would it be more than soccer?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know that that's the case. But I did refuse. I said, we're not putting rugby lines on Whitted Park.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a soccer field, and we have a place if you wish.
Yeah.
So far, they're not buying into that, but that's okay.
Yeah.
They may, until they do. You do
what you know. I'm just money hungry. That's all.
Well, we have adult men's soccer teams. We had two games this last Saturday, which postponed
mm-hmm.
because, and believe me, the field needed that water. Like,
oh yeah.
We got drenched in April and May and not since then.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, I went up to what today to look at it. And it
was,
I said, wow, it kind of looked like it was recovering pretty well.
Yeah. So I didn't check out to see how much green we got from yesterday. Saturday, but it happens.
Yep.
And so that rain is huge. We have some concerns with our irrigation system up there.
I was going to ask about that.
Right now we're just going to hope to get through. Normally we went to rise it in early November, which is like 6 weeks.
Right.
We would winterize it. So I don't think we're going to rev up the irrigation system. If we have another rain like we did yesterday, we'll make it.
So we haven't used it? Huh? We haven't used the irrigation system?
Right.
The whole season?
No.
How come?
Well, because we got drenched in April and May, and there was no need for anything. And then there's concerns. Our specialists were having problems
with the system.
Yeah.
See. Yeah. Because this was a drought.
I just got the name of a new contractor who I haven't even called yet.
Yeah.
We were using a contractor from Avon, Connecticut, and you know, I have no association with them. I'm not going to tell you how we ended up with them, but guess what?
Yeah. Who are you going to go to, J&M?
No, no.
That who's Little League has, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's, yeah, you know, Seymour Little League turned me out to this person. And that's their president is our custodian supervisor for Derby Public Schools. He's the president of Seymour Little League. He gave me a contractor that they just started using. And I'm calling him. But I'm going to call him to winterize.
Get familiar with the system, yeah. There's no sense now.
They're that. Couldn't get to where we needed to get. I'm not going to tell you where they are, but probably not. But so we got a new guy, we hope. And I think we will. But
it's 20 years old.
The system?
Yeah.
It is, huh?
Yeah. It was around 2006, actually. Oh.
Have we put much money into the system?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I said what I said.
Yeah.
A book from Ava.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Wow.
And we could do a lot better than that.
Well, let this guy familiarize himself and shut us down and everything. And then we got the place to go to next year. Well, they usually turn on in May or June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I don't know. I mean, I pay attention to this stuff. April and May was like
yeah.
a stretch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wouldn't even, you know, it wasn't even a thaw.
But then we had a drought. June, July, August. Yeah.
That's right. And it never really got too bad. I mean, it wasn't, you know, nobody said anything to me. Wait, the field's brown. Yeah, nobody.
Yeah.
So that wasn't happening either.
Yeah.
Sometimes I react only to these, you know, things like that.
Yeah, that's what your wife tells me.
Yes.
Another question, not along those lines. Oh, well, it'll come back to me in a minute. I find the chat.
Can I ask about the summer program and the new playground?
Sure. We went through the entire summer program without it.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, we were done August 3rd. So the celebration and all that was after we were finished. But next year. And we stayed up towards we stayed away from that whole area because we got into the school this year more than ever. Because the weather is so tough.
Yeah.
These days are, you know, 90, 95. It's really tough. So we have the cafeteria, and then we were permitted to use the gymnasium. And that was a first this year. And that we've been doing this for 30.
Yeah.
So, and it has to do with how terrible it is outside. So we stayed away from the pavilion and the area that had the old playground. We didn't even go down there.
Yeah.
We operated up behind the parking lot and walking back and forth from the building. But
good turnout.
We did. A record-setting registration. However, when it's 90 to 95,
kids don't show up.
Well, you know, some of them don't.
Yeah.
If you have a backyard, you're not coming because you're going to be in your house every other.
It was a hot summer.
Yeah, it was.
Terribly hot summer.
Yeah. So the registration was, like, again, record, like 170.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, the actual is based on, you know, other things.
See what happens next year. You got the playground now, and you got a chance to use the school inside next year, too, even though
that won't, that won't go away now.
No.
But they're stuck.
Yeah. I remember what I was going to ask you about was the turf up on Peyton Field, the red. Have they taken care of that? Or
well, the process? Red is going to be replaced.
Yeah.
However, it has to happen in the spring.
Okay.
Because we cannot even think about it with our schedule. You know, they came up, you know, I met with them at the field. And, you know, we walked it, and their supervising specialist said to me, they kind of knew it because they're having problems with their red and their orange. Now, we don't have orange, but somebody does.
Yeah.
And they're having the same problem. So this is something about those, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's about the red and the orange. Mm-hmm. And it's consistent, which was helpful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I needed them to say, we're going to replace it.
Yeah.
Right.
And they did. They did say it.
Great.
And it's unwarranted.
Yeah.
That's good.
But getting back to the schedule for us, I don't know. I was playing with the phones and everything, too. Did you answer me if you can just take a copy of a calendar page and even text it to us or something so we know what's going on during the month?
Yeah. Okay. I have all right. So I'm not going to text anything because I don't have anything right now. There is no – you want to hear about Derby Pop Warner?
Whatever you got using our fields during the month. Yeah. You can text it if it's the easiest thing to do.
Or you can give it to Karen and she'll take care of it for you.
Yes. Yeah, she can.
I've got a...
You could try.
She can format it.
That's right.
There we go.
Sure. But there's no other than Joe Lisa's baseball program, which got rained out this past weekend. They're the only paid rental on Peyton Field. That football team is done with their season. They're in the championship game for their New England league that they play in. And that's at Central Connecticut State College. So we're done with that. And they play three games.
And they're still happy with the facility?
Oh, they love it.
Yeah.
They love it. And you know what? They're really good. They're crazy. And it's a show.
Yeah.
They're big. They're not small people.
I went by. I saw it. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was almost going to stop, but...
And they get crazy, especially in the second half. It's actually comical. And they're very helpful. I did the last two games. I didn't even have anybody work because I couldn't put it together. So it was just me. And me and them. And I'll tell you what. They helped me with everything.
Good.
Bringing the pads in and out, you know... they're really good about it because the reason they're really good about it is because they have a great place to play.
Yeah.
And they want to stay here. They want to use it. Yeah.
But it's a funny night. I mean, if you ever get a chance, I mean, I go sit on the sideline with the team for the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They start fighting, but they never really do.
Man.
The cops show up and they say, we think there's going to be a riot. There ain't. There's not. That's just that. But anyway, so they're done for the year. And again, we had three games total. The rugby people are inquiring.
Huh?
But I mean, if you want the Little League schedules, I don't know. I got a big thing on my desk at the community center. I'll give you it.
Does Derby High have a schedule printed or when they're using it? Maybe just get a copy of that for us.
Okay.
Two, yeah.
Listen, theirs is more than what I say here.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're every day.
Right, yeah.
They're every day.
That could be online. I'll go looking for it.
Does the rugby have special cleats or anything? Do they have metal cleats? Or
no, I don't. I really don't know. I don't know yet.
Okay. Might be something.
I know. Adult leagues mostly are not permitted to wear metal.
Yeah.
All right. It's a safety thing. So they're. They can't. They won't let them. And I haven't had
them.
We haven't really done anything. We just talked so far.
Yeah. Okay.
So you don't think?
I don't know that this reputation of killing fields is all that what it's cracked up to be. I really don't know. But it's people who want to do something, who want that field to not be used by rugby. I mean, that's who we're going to hear for.
Right.
And, you know, I mean.
It's kind of cool. They get in a big circle. There's 15 of them together. The whole pile moves here and there. It's really something to see, you know. I don't know about the goal blinds either, what it is. Or...
Well, I think they have a goal post. They kick like, you know.
They run down and they kick a free kick.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they do?
Or are you thinking about Australian football?
Yeah. I don't like to play with pads.
Oh. But you should have kept the helmet on. By
I should have.
That's what they said about Gerald Ford.
Yeah. All right. I'm assuming, Jen, you're not on? Nope. All right. New business. Update on the naming of the field.
The naming of the field up there has never come to us.
Well, you haven't had your meeting.
We're supposed to go to the committee.
Oh, the committee.
Yeah.
Which committee? Yeah, it's not me. Like,
Mark said naming
convention last meeting.
I'll have to ask him. We got a meeting Wednesday night this week, and then in 2 weeks the committee meetings.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe that's where it might be hurt.
Yeah. There hasn't been committee meetings.
Yeah.
So well, listen, we have our meetings, right?
Right, no matter what.
We're in a while.
Every month.
We shouldn't have.
Took me a while tonight, but we got it. Right, Jose?
Yep.
Only took a half hour.
We got on there, though. We got on there.
That's right. And you were our quorum. We needed you to have a quorum.
I'll always make it happen. I'll always make it happen.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Can you guys hear me? I think I lost you.